For the first time, a woman has been selected to receive the Pritzker Prize for Architecture, arguably the highest honor in the profession, Chicago Public Radio's Edward Lifson reports.
This year's Pritzker laureate is Baghdad-born, London-based Zaha Hadid. She has only one building in the United States. It's the Contemporary Art Center in Cincinnati, which opened less than a year ago. It's a work that pulls you in, because it seems to pull the city streets and the sidewalk right through the glass lobby and up into the building. You then move up and down black ramps and through a rhythmic procession of gray concrete cubes that seem to slide in and around each other. Zaha Hadid says architecture is about well-being.
I think that people want to feel good in a space. I mean, fundamentally, architecture is about, you know, on one hand, it's about shelter, but it's also about pleasure. And I think that the intention is to kind of really, the more you carve out of a city civic spaces and the more it is accessible to a much larger mass and public, and it is about them enjoying that space. That makes, you know, life much better. And also, if you think about housing or education in terms of schools, hospitals, these are all very interesting projects because in the way you interpret this special experience.
And for her, architecture has also always been not just about style, but about ideas. That's a good thing, because for years she got almost nothing built. She was known for her dynamic drawings, which propose buildings with slashing diagonals, tilted planes, and fluid lines.
To start with an idea and then through technology and research into kind of building materials or fabrication, one can achieve now tremendous complexity in buildings.
Which she did in the 1990s. There's a fire station for the Vitra Furniture Company in Weil am Rhein, Germany, a ski jump in Innsbruck, a tram station and car park in Strasbourg. The Pritzker jury acknowledged she hadn't built much, but it praised her years of research and the ways that her buildings intensify the landscape or the urban context in which they stand, and how she creates flux with floors that turn into walls, turn into ceilings. This work has been called ecstatic architecture, but the architecture critic at the New Republic, Martin Filler, is less than ecstatic that she was chosen.
I think Zaha Hadid is an extremely promising architect, but I do not yet see a body of completed work, which is the definition that the Pritzker Prize has used heretofore, that supports the award at this point in her career.
Filler says the jury was under a lot of pressure.
There's been a growing feeling in the architectural community of almost a growing scandal that in more than 25 years of the Pritzker Prize existence, that it has not gone even one time to a woman.
Other critics call Zaha Hadid one of today's top architects and the greatest woman architect maybe ever. Hadid says that when she was growing up in Iraq, she had the sense that women could do anything.
I wanted to become an architect when I was very young. I was like 11, 12 years old.
She hasn't been back to her native Iraq in more than 20 years. She prefers not to comment on the war, except to say that the conflict saddens her. She's 53 years old, lives alone in London. Architecture's not a career, she says. It's a life. She teaches a lot, and she is designing an art center near a Frank Lloyd Wright Tower in Oklahoma, a building for BMW in Leipzig. There's a Guggenheim Museum in Taiwan, and in Rome, Italy's first national museum for contemporary art, and master plans in Singapore, Spain, and China. And now she'll receive the 2004 Pritzker Prize.
I begin to realize what it means, and it's very thrilling, I must say.
This year, the bronze medallion and the $100,000 Pritzker Prize will be awarded in St. Petersburg, Russia, in late May, to Zaha Hadid. For NPR News, I'm Edward Lifson.